Did you say about, you'd say about 3 minutes?
Yes, as the water starts boiling.
All right, now you were talking about slaughtering hogs, I'd like you to tell me about that. I'd like you to tell me about the process. You did that yourself, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I want to give another match, okay? Let me see. What you do, just the process of slaughtering a...
Well, the first thing that we do, like today, if we call it killing hogs.
Mm-hmm.
And if we was going to kill hogs tomorrow, we'd prepare our wood, fill up our barrels with water and stuff this evening. Get ready tomorrow, all we'd have to do, put our wood in and everything, set the bar early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we do it. Mm-hmm. Lots of... By daylight, the water would be hot. We'd set that apart about 4 o'clock, and the water would be hot. By daylight, we'd go to shooting hogs.
Mm-hmm. Now that was, where'd you shoot them?
That's in the forehead.
Oh, right between the eyes?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then what'd you do after you shot them?
Well, just as quick as you get to them, we'd stick them. That is, we'd bleed them in the neck here.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
Huh?
And then what?
And then just as quick as he died out, well, then we'd drag him up to the water barrel and stick his head in there first, scald him, then swap ends with him and stick the other end in.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd scrape him off nice and take him and put his gambling stick in his hind legs, and hang him up, and take the entrails out of him.
All right, now was the head still on then?
Yeah, we'd cut his head half off when you went to take the entrails out, so you'd get it.
I see. Now, then after you did that, then did you...
Let him cool down good and then take him down from there and lay him on a big bench.
Mm-hmm.
Split him down the back.
All right. Now, what did you call the parts that you cut off when you...
Well, the back part of them, we call them hams. And the front part here would be a shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
The other would be middling.
Now, what kinds of meat is on the middling?
It's fat meat.
All of it?
No, part of it's streaky.
All right. Now, how would what would you call the stuff that was all fat?
Let's see now. All fat. No, I can't think of the right name for it. The back part of it up here would be the streaky part, the belly.
Mm-hmm.
The belly would be all fat.
Uh-huh. Now, would you call that something like... sow belly or fat back?
Right, fat back.
Mm-hmm. And the stuff that has a little streak in it, what would you call that?
You mean the streaked meat?
Mm-hmm.
It's what we call breakfast bacon now, but I don't know what I don't know what our name was for it back in those days.
All right. Now, wouldn't it, the stuff that you'd have to cut off when you got the bacon? It was breakfast bacon after you sliced it, right? Was it breakfast bacon after you sliced it? You had to slice it before it'd be breakfast bacon.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what did you call that big thing, that big piece that before you sliced it? When you sliced the bacon, you know, the whole
thing?
Yeah.
A middling? No.
Well, now would you call it would you call it a middling, a side or a slab of bacon?
Well, let's see.
Might you say a middling of bacon?
I'd say that would be the old name for it back them days.
Uh-huh. What's that? A middling. And then when you had the bacon, before you started cutting it, you'd have to slice off that hard, crusty part?
Mm-hmm. Skin?
Yeah. And then the man who cuts meat nowadays is called the...